The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very disappointing but exciting 3-2 loss at the hands of the Calgary Flames in front of a crowd of 12,654 people at SAP Center at San Jose. Here's how it happened. Beginning of the game, the Sharks again got off to a great start. Same story as the Seattle game, but they would hold that type of hockey a lot longer tonight. They ended up outshooting the Calgary Flames 18-8 in the first period, but were it not for some big saves by the Gilroy, California native Dustin Wolf, otherwise it might have been much worse. And here come the Sharks. Graf, cross the line. Give and go! A shot right to the net by Eklund, and it's spectacular save by Dustin Wolf, and the rebound pops out. So the kid from Gilroy looking pretty sharp so far.
Well, he would look sharp all night long, but pretty sharp on the other end of the ice was Georgi Romanov, who in the first period with a score 0-0 would make a save like this one.
Flames move in, stick handling, throwing it toward the net, toward the goal, patted away there by Romanov. Just a little flip toward the net there by Braden Pahal. Now a shot by Sharon Govich save. Another stop by Romanov on the rebound right out in front of the net. That was a really good stop there on that next opportunity by Calgary.
Couple of good saves by Romanov to keep the score 0-0.
And then Macklin Celebrini, with no goals in his previous 8 games, coming in for a good scoring chance. There's a race for the puck. Will Smith's going to get it down the right side. Lead pass in front of the net. Macklin Celebrini coming in. And somehow the puck doesn't go into the net. It's deflected up over the glass and out of play. Nice vision by Will Smith on that play. And Celebrini, a golden scoring chance, just jumping on.
Really amazing there. And the reason why it didn't go in was because Wolf got a piece of it. That was a heck of an opportunity. And that was a big turning point in the game.
Yeah, Will Smith, great vision. And Mac was coming down so hard on that one. He couldn't quite get that to go to the backhand, and Dustin Wolf was able to challenge enough to force that shot.
How many times this season have we seen the opposition team score late in a period against the San Jose Sharks? Too many to count, right? Well, the Sharks got one on their side this time, as Will Smith, who obviously had his game going, would get some passes from Kovalenko and Celebrini, and with 25 seconds left in the period, he'd put the Sharks in front 1-0. Rebound into the corner. Celebrini knocked down. Centering attempt there by Kovalenko. In front, Smith. Shot. Score! Will Smith from Kovalenko and Celebrini. The Sharks, with 24 seconds left in the first period, take the 1-0 lead. And Will Smith's got a goal scoring streak going.
That's right. He's got goals in consecutive games. And that was his first of two on the night. Will Smith, his 15th goal of the season, assisted by Nikolai Kovalenko and Macklin Celebrini. The reason why Tyler Toffoli didn't assist on that play was because he was out of the lineup today with a lower body injury. So his 2-point game point scoring streak came to an end. But Celebrini and Smith each have streaks going. Smith with goals in consecutive games, and now Celebrini with a 3-game assist streak. That was a really nice play, and Kovalenko was a nice part of it.
Yeah, I know he did. He got in on there on the forecheck and picked up that loose puck, and great vision there to find Will Smith in front of the net.
In the second period, Georgi Romanov had a really solid 20 minutes. His team was outshot 11-8 by Calgary, but he would make all 11 stops. Problem is, Dustin Wolf would make all 8 saves, too, for the Calgary Flames. And that brings us to the third period. Calgary had better possession throughout much of this game. That's the kind of team that they are, and they just kept pushing and pushing and staying patient and thinking that at some point they were going to get an opportunity. Well, that opportunity would happen when a 2-on-1 developed with Nazem Kadri leading the way, and Adam Klapko would be the beneficiary, batting a rebound essentially out of the air past Romanov to tie the game at 1 in the third. As it's dumped down the ice, no icing on the play. So the Sharks move into forecheck. Can Liljegren keep it in? No. 2-on-1 developing. Uh-oh, here comes Kadri down the left wing side, moving in, shooting it, save made, rebound, score! Klapko gets the rebound on that 2-on-1 break and bangs it home to tie the game 1-1 with 11:48 remaining in the game.
It's one of those plays where you say,
you don't want the icing to get called, but maybe this time they would have wanted it.
Yeah, I think that they half expected it. As the play, the linesman was down low in the corner, and it looked like it was going to be icing, and then it wasn't. And then I think everybody got caught just a hairbreadth out of position, and then the D pinched, and then Huberto did a great job on the half wall of the spring cadre.
So Adam Klapka gets the rebound and bangs it in. He got his first NHL goal in San Jose against then-goaltender Devin Cooley on April the 18th last season. And now he picks up his fourth goal of the year, a very important one to keep the Flames' playoff hopes alive and their game hopes alive with the 1-1 tie. Nazem Kadri and Kevin Ball assisted, and that was a really nice pass out of the zone by Ball to get it past Liljegren to spring Kadri on the 2-on-1.
Yeah, he just kind of turned and he saw the speed through the neutral zone, and you just kind of get it and try and lead it out in front, and he did that.
Well, all night long, the line that I called the expatriate line with former Devil Yegor Sharangovich and two ex-Flyers, Morgan Frost and Joel Farabee, caused problems for the Sharks, especially with possession and chances toward the net. Then the Sharks would take a penalty. Lucas Carlson, a two-minute holding call that was a little perplexing at 9:47, put the Flames on the man advantage, and that group would produce a goal by Frost to tie it up. Kadri leads the way back in for Calgary with Frost. Across the line, back to point. Weegar exchanges with Kadri. Feeds it over to Frost, left circle. Stick handle, shoot, score! Screen set up in front of the net by Calgary. That was Huberto in front of the goal, but Frost put it up top, and it slips by Romanov. Power play goal for the Flames. They're up 2-1. Big goal that put them up 2-1. Frost's 14th of the year power play tally. Weegar and Nazem Kadri getting the assists, and he didn't get a point on it, but Huberto in front of the net was important.
Yeah, for sure. You got to have that guy parked in front to create a little bit of a screen, and Romanov didn't see that shot at all.
So, 2-1 Flames, 11 minutes, the time of that goal in the third. A lot of time left, 8 minutes, make that nine, but 9 minutes to play in the third, and the Sharks started to press a little bit. Unfortunately, they would give up another goal on a turnover. It would be an unassisted tally for Matt Coronato. Henry Thrun back in his own zone, nice little slip pass to Wenberg. He does some nifty stick handling on Backlund. But the clock is a factor now. Uh-oh. Wenberg stripped of the puck. Flames move in and they score. That's Coronato, who stole the puck from Wenberg on the pressure. Wenberg moving to the middle of the ice, gave it away, and Matt Coronato makes it 3-1 Calgary. Just a classic case of a veteran player trying to do too much at that stage of the game. It's 22nd goal of the season for Coronato unassisted, making the score 3-1 at 15:30 of the third period. But the Sharks could have really caved at that point, but they didn't. They ended up getting a power play chance when Rasmus Anderson got called 2 minutes for tripping at 17:43. And they also pulled their goaltender, Romanov, for the extra attacker, so we had a 6-on-4 skating situation favoring San Jose. The Sharks wanted to score on that power play as quickly as possible because time was definitely of the essence late in the third, and score quickly they did. Spins it over. Will Smith gloves that pass that was in the air down to the ice. He controls back to Celebrini. Cross ice. Liljegren shot wide. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith makes it a one-goal game. The Sharks get that quick power play goal they desperately need. At 18:01 of the third, the score is the Flames 3, the Sharks 2, and San Jose says just one more to go. They were that close, but unfortunately it would be no cigar for the Sharks as Smith picked up his second goal of the game, 16th of the season, from Liljegren and Celebrini, Macklin's second assist of the contest, making it 3-2. But in a big flurry near the end of the game, they would eventually pull Romanov again. But unfortunately this time, Will Smith would have a chance to shoot it, just bobbled it a little bit on the point, couldn't get it to the net, and it ended up getting blocked back to center ice, and the game would come to a close. It is the second two-goal game for Will Smith in his rookie season. His first two goals in the league were scored against Chicago in this building on Halloween night, and now he gets two more against Calgary, his 15th and 16th of the year. Also, two assists for Macklin Celebrini in this contest. Celebrini now is the all-time leader among Sharks rookies with the most assists in a season, and that was a total of 36. He's only 2 points now behind Pat Falloon's all-time record of 59 points in a season by a rookie. And he's only 4 goals behind in terms of most goals in a season scored by a San Jose Sharks rookie. So those are good things to talk about individually, but I think Celebrini would trade all of it for a win.
I think you would too, and he would trade a lot of it to be, you know, making a. He made a big impact tonight, but he could have made a bigger one. You can see how he's, you know, getting frustrated, so to say, when he's getting some opportunities. He's got some opportunities to score, but you love that compete in him. He wants to win so badly. He wants to be in that game, and you know the pucks. It's not easy to score in this league, and he's finding that out just a little bit, but he's getting those opportunities.
Final shots on goal, 32-31 in favor of Calgary. So Dustin Wolf with 29 saves, a really solid contest, and an unfortunate loss for Georgi Romanov, who's still looking for his first NHL victory. I thought he was pretty solid tonight.
Yeah, he was. I thought he had a really strong two periods, three periods, and unfortunately, you know, you get two on one and you get a goal off of a rebound where you make the save, but Klopka just sort of stops in front. He had no chance on the power play goal, as he didn't even see it with Huberto parked in front, and then off the turnover, really, you're not quite set for that, and you come out and you challenge it, but that was a great shot by Coronado.
Once again, the final score, the Calgary Flames 3 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Calgary has won 10 of their last 11 against the Sharks in the all-time series. They're 3-0 against San Jose this season, and they have won 6 straight road wins at SAP Center since the 21-22 season. Calgary's record ups to 37-27-13, 87 points, while the Sharks drop back to 20-47-10. The Sharks now are winless in their last 6 games. Looking at the playoff race, Calgary with those 87 points right now are getting a little closer to Minnesota. They are only 4 behind the last playoff spot in that Western Conference, and they've got a game in hand, and they've got one more game against the Wild.
You know, that was a big win for them tonight for Calgary. And obviously they're looking at the Sharks going into Minnesota next. And, you know, they know they got to win some more games. They know they got a tough finish here. But, you know, that was a big win for them.
That's it for the Sharks Instant Replay tonight. Final score, Calgary 3, San Jose 2. This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.